Tonight's shir, Simin Lamed Beis, Se'if Lamed Tes. Tefillin, Bein Shel Roish, Bein Shel Yad. The tefillin, whether for the Shel Roish or the Shel Yad, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, She'yehu Meruba Ois, B'Tifron U'Ba'achas Sonon. There's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that it should be squared when it's sewed, the way it's sewed, it should be squared. And it should be 90-degree angles. Tehainu shiyeh ribu'on mechuvan orcho kerochvo kedei shiyeh lehem oso alachsun, that the length and width should be identical so that when you draw a hypotenuse either direction, it'll be the same size. Shama chazal kol amsa bribu'o amsa sui chum shabachasona. Chazal taught us that if you have an amma by amma square, the hypotenuse is an amma and two-fifths. So, in order to make sure you have 90-degree angles, you should make sure that your hypotenuse is identical both directions. Now, the requirement of squaring off is the base, how it sits, and the bottom themselves. The Ramah throws in, when it comes to the height of the bottom, that's not relevant if it's more than the length and width. So we don't need a perfect cube. We don't care in the height. We just care in the length and width. Machaber concludes, if you made them squared, and then after a time it lost its square, it's not perfectly square, there are those who say you should fix it and get it back into its original state. The Ramah writes, when you have tefillin shel roish, each of the four batim should be identical, one should not be larger than the other. The Mechaber begins that there's a halacha mosh misinai that there should be merubo'os b'tifron uba'achasonon. This is actually the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara Menachah says, tefillin should be merubo'os alach meshmi Sinai. Rav Papa said, b'tifron uba'achasonon. Now, that's all the Gemara says, and Rashi on the Gemara learns it's referring to where you sew the stitching of the bias. It has to be perfectly squared. There's no mention in our Rashi about the bias itself being squared. The Rambam says that the bias has to be square and the stitching is squared. But Rashi doesn't mention it. And Tosfos on the Gemara says, maybe even the bias should be square. But Mestama not. Mestama makes more sense because it all says a bit different. That it means where you sew it, it should be squared. There is a girsa in the Shita Mikuvetzes that Rashi, it's a different version of Rashi, that Rashi himself says that the bias should be squared. Mirubo'os is one halacha, that the bias is squared, and the tifrin, the sewing should be squared. So this is a tension, if Rashi's Shita is like the Rambam or not. The Rambam is explicit that you need both, and that's the Mechaber's Lashon, that you need both the bias and the sewing. Mishtabura sefkan kuf ayin gimel. Shiyu merubo'os. So it's halacha mesh misinai. It has to be squared. V'melo'osim merubo'os. If you didn't do it squared, ma'akav v'di'evit. V'di'evit you're not yetsa. Rambam perik gimel hechaston.
To what tolerance is it? Because they already to make they're off by the square.
Exactly. And somebody that's the degree of error. U'mikom makom im ein lo tefillin acher. Now if you don't have other tefillin, yenichem le'es atab lo bracha. So put them on without a bracha. If you have other tefillin, put those on, and see the berlocha. So if you have nothing else, you would put the tefillin on without a bracha, if it's not squared. And when you get other tefillin, then put those on. So if you look in berlocha, he says, I am Ishtabura, whom Yeshua is Yankiv. I have a very big problem with this halacha. This Sefer Yeshua's Yankov first quotes Olas Tamed and Elia Rabba. Shekasu that right the Beleket Tefillin Achirim. If you don't have other Tefillin, Ein Lahachem B'Di'evet. Don't worry B'Di'evet. Kiyem V'Tefiras. As long as the Tefiras are okay, Im Einam Rubas. That's what we worry about. The Tefiras has to be squared. Avolo B'Batim. We don't worry about the Batim. The Tamalem, he can't understand. I feel about Fibus and Enemu Boros Tavios and Yehovatagam Mitzvah Tefillin. That even if the stitching isn't squared, it's better to use that than offing him about the Mitzvah Tefillin. Ube Emes Poshet Shadaitem Gam Kain, who the Nichem Vyotzim Zakopan Das Rashi. So it's clear that they're saying if the batim were not squared, put them on anyway, because at least according to Rashi, at least where we have Rashi in the Gemara, you'll be yotzer without the batim being squared. I am Rosh B'chok Sektanis, because the Rosh has different gears than Rashi. Ach shekavonis oztom d'mayim b'yir lehed, if you look carefully in the oztom, you'll see. D'ba batim em'enim rubom k'roi v'lekfil nachem yuchal v'rachalem. He held if the batim aren't meruba, and you have no other tefillin, you can make a bracha them. Al b'tfiris yinichim b'bracha. If the stitching isn't squared, then you can't make a bracha. Vayimah goes baruch shomar shekosav gamkin debatim emenim rubon bibur gamur balachson gamur al pikinin lifso. He says also the batim are not perfectly squared and not right angles, 90-degree angles. We're not going to passel. Ayin shem shemash v'shod yuchle v'rochle. It's mashu you can make a bracha. Ach lemaisa nearly dein lismachal zelin bracha. Lemaisa I can't tell you to make a bracha. Vayadid mishu yisakov. We'll go with the Yeshua Yisakov. Why? Because many Rishonim taka hold this way. Who? Shimusha Rabba and the Rif, even though in the brackets the question of Nushgirs of the Rif. For Rambam and the Rosh, if a Truman Kamposkim, the Lochanem Gamban, they hold us all going on the Batim as well as the Tefiris. So you have this issue here. The Gemara doesn't specify the Batim. Rashi, the way we have in the Gemara, doesn't mention anything about the Batim. This slew of Rishonim holds that it's referring to the Batim and the Tefiris. So the question is, if the Batim are not Meruba, can you or can't make a bracha as long as the Tefiris, the stitching, is squared? And Lahaloch, we're not going to make a bracha. He says, even though you're going to zichah put them on, because according to Rashi, you're going to be Yotze, even if the Batim are not squared. But Lamaisi comes out not to make a bracha because of all those who disagree. Sefkan Kuf Ayin Dal, Shehir Ribu On, that when you square it, it has to be a perfect 90-degree angle square. Shehatfiris, the ribuon of the stitching, has to be perfect square. Venerally poshet tzarechlias tfiris merubah, bein lamal bilamat. When we say that tfiris are stitched in a perfect square, that's when you look at it from above and underneath, below. Va'aftalo berirli the inim b'di'evad. I can't say clearly what's the halacha b'di'evad. There's no question chatchila. You make sure the top and the bottom are both squared off perfectly on the stitching. Sevkan kufayin hei kadesh yevechulum perish beribua gamur. We want it to be with the same hypotenuse, 90-degree angles. Sha'orcho kerochvo mamish, that the length and the width exact your chachamim lechachom or meshar kol hashir sheyeshlo yeshlo balachson shtei chamoshim noisav alos hashir. Chacham told us that when you have this perfect square, so then the hypotenuse will be 2/5 more than the side. V'gam kan sar hashir mubam mamish, so it has to be perfectly squared. Avlo yir mubam mamish, if it's not perfectly squared. You won't get this 2/5 more than the side. It'll be different. So you're going to measure the four sides and make sure that it's perfectly squared. First, you're going to measure the length and width. Make sure the length and width are identical. But that doesn't tell us if it's 90-degree angles or not. It could be it's off a little bit. And that's the way you check with measuring the hypotenuse. If both hypotenuse are the same size, then you know you got 90-degree angles. So you have to make sure that you're squared. The Mokom Moshavon, the Gam Zeh Melach Moshe Sinai, the Dasor Person, according to most poskim, this is a halacha the Moshe Sinai that the Titura, the base of the tefillin, should be perfectly squared. The gamze hu b'ribua gomur k'mobetfiyah. This has to be exactly squared, the same way we say by the stitching. V'afte meruba mamash melechas abatim. Even though we talk about this exact square when you make the batim, darishi b'tachas atzimtzum as precise as possible. Hu kimat min anima. It's almost impossible. You still have to do the best you possibly can. The ayin b'ikre didn't look in the sefer ikre dina. On this, there's a note on the side. The Rav Moshe said, you don't have to take out a ruler, you don't have to take out millimeters and centimeters and checking. You look at it, and you see if it looks right, it looks right, and that's it. That's called square. They bring the briskerov, was makbid, to take out with the measurement thing. And Moshe said, because he wanted to make sure the seifer weren't lazy, you know, so he made sure people know, we're going to check. Not that you didn't need to check, but he had to create a system where the seifer would be more didactic. Then he gets into the tolerance, to what degree you can be off. So he brings Shevet HaLevi, that as long as you're less than a millimeter off, you're okay. If you're within a millimeter, he held that's good enough. And again, certainly according to Moshe, if it's a matter of looking at it and you see it, that should be good enough. He also brings from Shlomo Zalman that since Chazal gives us the measurement of 2/5, and that we know is not a cheshbon meduyuk, since it's off by 1/50th, so you have that degree of error, and that's good enough. So different ways of looking at it. Either you have the 50th, that's Chazal gave us that leeway, or Shevet HaLevi just puts it in concrete terms. You have 1 millimeter to be within to keep it squared. Today the Sofer will probably sit there with the rules like Biskarov, because you want your money's worth, you want to get exact. And Lamaisa, to the degree that you can, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Chayav Asos, whatever you can do, you should do. So they can get it really, really good in the holidays. So we try to do that. Sivkon Kufayin Zayin, Moshavon Vuatitura. So the base has to be squared. The Hainu Sheyachto Chamaabarta Mishneitz Dodov. So what they're going to do is cut into the Ma'abarta, which is the tunnel, so to speak, where the Tzua passes through on both sides. K'deshe Nikir Ribua Hatitura, and that makes it very apparent that you see the square of the titura. Look at the Kamon B'Sif Memdal, like we'll say in Sif Memdal. V'Tzarech Lashkiach Ma'odazet. One should pay a lot of attention to this. He calls it Ma'akev Afil B'Devet. This is Ma'akev B'Devet. So now we want the bottom to be squared, the titura to be squared, and then the stitches. Of course, you have to be careful on the sewing. The seifer may make holes that are a little bit large. So the string or the gid can be pulled to the side. And that prevents the tefira from being perfectly squared. Because one goes in, one goes out. So you have to be careful with that. And again, the base, the titura, should be square from the top of the tefillin and the bottom as well. Today, unfortunately, due to our many sins, people are not careful that the tefillin should be squared kahalocha. Even people are very careful with mitzvahs. All they look at is at the top of the bayis, the corners should be clear and distinct. They don't worry about the titur. Well, the spheres don't look at the sewing. It's meikradin. It's something that's not too hard to take care of. So that should be addressed as well. You shouldn't ignore that. He has a ha'or on the side. What if the bias is perfectly square and the titur is perfectly square, but they're not in the same square?
Yeah, they're I thought of that, yeah.
They're not in the same. So, if the bias is not b'shov ifut titura rivua keneged rivua, so he brings the sefer emek bracha b'shem chaznish. That's possible. That's possible. Chaznish held the bias has to be precisely centered in the titura. Tzivkon kufayin ches v'gam habatim the batim too. The lo kamosh nogin katzas asos shalyad agula b'rosho. Not like those people who make the shalyad rounded on top. Rakshim rabeh hati. Hatitura milmata, and he just makes sure that the titura is squared. Ela bein hashayad, bein hashavosh, yir mubam, both the shayad and shavosh have to be squared. Vakavana b'shavosh, we talk about the shavosh isn't one bias, it's four batim. So it means, kesharbo batim yachad, when all four batim of the shavosh are together, yir mubam, they should create this square. V'lo kol echad v'asim, we're not talking about each one individually. Ribua habatim tzarech liyos b'chol meshech govan, and this ribua has to be for the entire height of the shel roish and shel yad, for that matter. The gam ribua yai de habatim atzmon v'lo yai de davar acher shemitiyachalim. And make sure the ribua is from the leather of the batim, not because of something else that you smear on it. Ayin l'kamon sifkon kuf behei lukin kuf behei. So here the notes get into fillers. Can I take leather and grind it up and stick that in, ground leather, and those who say you can't do that. And he bears the Eitza with paint. Well, paint for sure is not because of the filler, so just keep painting over until you get a thick enough of the paint. That you can do. Thin pieces of leather, different Eitzes that Seferim deal with to make sure that you have Revuah. But the Mishmur is saying it's not Stam taking Devek Piyamba and Stam gluing it up to make it look square. Sefkan Kuf Ayin Tes Neskalkel Ribu'on. If you made them squared, and then after a while it got ruined, Gonchenis Akmo HaBatim, the bottom got bent out of shape. Zepon LeMizr, Zelmar, if one's going a little east, one a little west. Oshneskalkel Chudi HaBatim, Legami Hashnasa Ogel, maybe the corners atop are rubbed down, and they look round. Oshneskalkel HaTitura, or perhaps something happened to the base, or HaTfira, or the stitching, Achiv Dibuin, Salmo Rebua. So Yesh Misha Omer, Sifkan Kufa, Yesh Misha Omer, that you should fix it. Ain Chelik, there's no one who argues on this Yesh Misha Omer. The Derech HaMechab became Behar B'Mekoy, Mr. Mechab writes this Losh in many places, Kmosha Kasavna, El Sifkan Kufchav Gimel, rather it's like a Das Yochid, but there's no Chelik. So he writes it as Yesh Misha Omer, that you should fix it. Sifkan Kufbe Aleph, Shet Sarich L'Rab On, fix it up. The Kivan Ribun Halachim Shesinai, we're learning in the Gemara, that the din of Ribua, that it squares Halachim Shesinai, Bechol Shaita Be'in Shu Mirubah, then it should always be Mirubah. U'mikamalkam Ein Sarich L'mod Don Bechol Yom in Ribuah. Now there's no requirement on a daily basis to sit there and measure if you have the Ribuah. Shema amidim osam al ches kasam. There's a chazaka. Unless you could see that something went wrong. And if the base got bent, even though it is squared, but because of this misshape, it looks like it's not squared. And you should fix it. Sifkan kufpei beis v'yaseh. The Amos says all arba batim of the shalrosh should be identical. One shouldn't be bigger than the other. If one's a little wider than the other, that doesn't bother us. In other words, you have four batim of the shalrosh, and together it makes a perfect square. But does each width have to be identical? You can have one thicker and some thinner, but by the time you have all four together, it makes a perfect cube, right? A perfect square in any event. So it's not ma'akev. L'chatchila, we want them to be identical. B'di'eved, one could be a little wider than the other. It doesn't affect the ribua. There is a lengthy bear halacha discussing how much has to be missing from a bias in order to lose its ribua. And essentially, there is no mokor to teach us, but we do find by the mizbeach it had to be squared. A pegam in the mizbeach with pasul, and there the din is has to be a tefach. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that sometimes you can have a nick in the bias, and it's pshita, he says, pshitali, a pegima ketana, kashir chagira sipurin, maybe a little more, does not take away ribua. If you could, your nail gets caught in it because it's something missing, that doesn't take away the ribua. It's too small. It's got to be substantial. It doesn't have to be a tefach, but he says the mizbeach was very big. That's a tefach. It's from a smaller. He says it's true, but Linnaeus Daiti says I still think I'm right because the Gemara should have said then the chagira sipurin would pass the ribua. Doesn't say such a thing. So there is a certain degree of leeway. There is certainly a way, and still considered meruba, and that's why I think even if the top of the bias got a little bit rounded, it could be la'alocha that's called squared. So there's going to be a certain degree of leeway in that's still called meruba, even if it's not precisely meruba, because you see by the mizbeach that was the halach. It has to be meruba with mizbeach. Was ma'akev. If you couldn't use the mizbeach, it wasn't meruba. If a little piece less than a tefach was missing, it's still considered meruba. So we see that it doesn't lose its ribuah if there's a nick. And of course, lemaisa, it should be fixed. But there, we can say you put in some filler. Because if the piece that's missing isn't enough to take away the ribuah, so then the filler shouldn't bother you. The filler is only a problem if it's lost its ribuah. And the filler is giving you the ribuah, that's a problem. But if the halacha is it still has a ribuah, even though it's not perfect ribuah, then the halacha would allow to put something in to make it look nice or annoy on what it is. It's not the ma'akev, it's a hiddur of aistuchos, I guess, that you can use some kind of filler and cover it over in the paint, and that would be enough because it wasn't possible in the first place.